Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Hour number two here on a Thursday, March Madness edition, 869-1240. If you want to react to anything you've heard or observed over the last couple of days or will over the next couple of days, Kevin has held on through the break. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Well, I'd call in. I heard you guys talking about the AD jobs, and I was like, well, at Idaho, at least you have a good alum in Mark Slarin. Is a Vandal.
Yes.
Yes, you do have that going for you. There you go.
That's the only thing I know about the Idaho Vandals is that Mark Slarin played for them.
That's about it's about where we are, too. And that's why Idaho's winning the vote.
Well, it was a great game yesterday. I just hate the fact that WSU is now the lowest seed and therefore has no chance of hosting a game.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
The thing.
If they win one more and Arkansas beats Indiana, can't they take it?
No.
Are we a six and Arkansas is a five?
Yes.
Okay.
We are the lowest seed.
Yeah, that does suck.
That is mm-hmm. the one thing I do like about the NIT is that they play these games on the home court of one team.
And, you know, the NIT kind of got a bad rap about just wanting teams in there that drew well at home. It's more like the NCAA tournament as far as seeding these guys, because we know Wichita State would sell out and Clemson drew less than 2,000 people the other day. You know, but they were the number two seed in the NIT and were one of the bubble teams in the big tournament. So they got rewarded with home games, and I guess you got to give them credit for that.
Sure.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you. Yeah,
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't know why I thought if Arkansas won and Wichita State won, we'd have a home game, but no. Arkansas is even still a better seed than Wichita State. Shockers are a six seed, so they're – they're going to have to stay on the road if they're going to New York. But sure, they wouldn't mind if they make it to Madison Square Garden.
I think they'd take that trip. Why not,
so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, and you got to beat some pretty good teams in some fairly challenging places along the way. I like their chances against Clemson. I mean, how interested can Clemson really be? And to your point of the first hour, maybe a little more interested now that they've gotten one out of the way, and maybe a little bit more. I don't know. We'll
can
see.
Clemson,
Arkansas?
Though, really get greedy when it comes to, oh, man, we missed the NCAA tournament. We'll show them in the NIT. This is Clemson basketball. It's not like
– yeah. No, you're right.
I'm trying to think of a better comparison, but it's not like Clemson basketball has had a really tradition-rich basketball program over the years. I know
they're a power conference. Yeah. I mean, they've had good teams, and they bounce up at you every now and then, and are a decent seed and have a pretty good squad, and then you don't hear from them for a while, and then you know they're decent again. So,
well, here's a perfect example of your. How interested could Clemson be? Alabama was the one seed, and they lost to Norfolk State last night.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So there is some truth to the how interested could you be at certain schools. And fortunately, if you're a Shocker fan, you know that's not a problem for Wichita State.
Right.
The coaching staff and the players and the fan base, now that it's official, we know that we've seen our last – Wichita State basketball game at home this year, but it certainly won't stop people from cramming the bars or sitting around their TVs. Or it's going to be on ESPN too, by the way, that Sunday game.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah, that's kind of neat.
Easy to find, but it'll be, I think, a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, WSU versus Clemson. All right, the madness begins. You want to start handicapping these bad boys? The one, one that you can hear right here on KFH shortly after we're done here is the 7-10 matchup between Minnesota and Louisville. It is the East region. Minnesota is the 10. Louisville is the 7. This is Louisville's 39th NCAA tournament appearance. They did miss last year, so it'll be the first since 2017. They've won at least one game each of its last five tournament appearances, Louisville has. Minnesota, this is their first appearance since 2017. They're 1-6 in tournament games since reaching the Final Four in 1997. And maybe the best player on the floor today will be Jordan Murphy from Minnesota. He's got 22 double-doubles. That's tied for the second most in D1. All right, who you got? A 7-10 usually is a pretty good matchup with the slight favorite going to the better seed. That's Louisville. That game starts about an hour and 9 minutes from now. Louisville, where Rick Pitino used to coach, or Minnesota, where Richard Pitino currently coaches?
You know, no feel for this game other than Kyle Linstead is an assistant, and for that reason, I'm going to fall Minnesota's way. So I'll take the underdog in this game. They're 5.5-point underdogs. Why not? Why not?
I was just going to look that up. So they are 5.5. Yeah, they are.
Five and a half point dogs. Yep. In Des Moines. Yep, in Des Moines. So give me Minnesota in that one just to get us going in an interesting fashion. But like I said, I have no more conviction in that game than Kyle Linstead is on the coaching staff for Minnesota. That's how I'm thinking that one.
If Michigan State, well, they beat Bradley. It's a 2 versus 15. There's about a 95% chance they will. It would be, if you're right, Bruce, a Big Ten matchup in the field of 32. Michigan State and Minnesota, which is a little bit odd. Exactly.
Well, 869-1240.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Shane.
How'd you enjoy last night, Dennis?
Hey, it was great. I'm watching Wichita State on the laptop. I'm watching other games on the big screen. I've got an ear on the Wichita State baseball game. And, of course, as soon as the basketball game was over, I switched over to the television. In fact, I think it was a seventh inning stretch when I got to start watching baseball. But it was a great night for Shocker fans all the way around. Now, by the way, that Alabama-Norfolk State game, that was one heck of a basketball game. Talking about some athletes on both sides. Wow, it was tough. Now, Wichita State playing Clemson, it looks to me if Wichita State's on their game, they can beat Clemson. Clemson looks to me like they're rather shorthanded, as it were. Mm-hmm.
The Eric on Twitter says, get ready for another dead arena and atmosphere. Clemson drew 1,718 fans to their first-round game. So if that's the case, then I don't know.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, they're missing one of their mainstays. But I do think that Clemson will be a little more focused.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
So we'll got another day or so to digest that one, and hopefully we can get somebody on tomorrow to talk about Wichita State Clemson as they continue their run to the NIT, and they'll have to, again, do it on the road. All right, NCAA East Region at 11:40 here local time. It is the Yale Bulldogs, the 14 against number 3 LSU. This is an interesting matchup, if not just for the conferences that these two guys play in, but kind of the dark cloud and the, you know, controversy that's surrounding this LSU program. They're bounced early out of the SEC tournament. They're without their head coach. And you've got Yale, who, again, apparently has a pro, has a guy that's good enough to play at the next level. And the only time an Ivy League school defeated an SEC school in the NCAA tournament was 77 years ago.
Wow.
When Dartmouth beat Kentucky 48-28. Since then, they've
still
only...
Still talking about that one in Hanover,
oh, my
Hampshire.
God. Yes, they are.
Good God. Are you kidding me?
And since then, wow. They've only met 9 other times. So that's a long time. They only play about once every 8 years. And SEC schools are 9-0 against the Ivy in the NCAA tournament.
This one kind of falls into my long shot categories. It's not a no-chance game.
Mm-hmm.
For today, I've got Bradley, Abilene Christian, Fairleigh Dickinson, Montana. No chance. No chance games. Yale falls into a long shot. I know that there are people probably looking at this more along the lines of LSU kind of being a, kind of a train off the tracks. They're only a 6.5-point favorite in this game. And this kind of can become... This has all the earmarkings of one of those trendy picks that goes wrong. Just because LSU's got better athletes. I don't think LSU will play long in this tournament, but I think that they're good enough to beat Yale today.
LSU is favored by over an Ivy League school by 6.5 points.
That's it. That's all it is, 6.5. I know that it did me a double take.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be as reflective of LSU and their issues and their distractions as much as anything else. And maybe, and who knows, maybe they'll be stressed in this game and won't have the type of fortitude you've got to have to win a game in the NCAA tournament. But I don't know. I think this is a bit of a bridge too far for Yale.
LSU's averaging 81.4 points per game. This is their 22nd appearance overall. And Yale, as you may recall, gave us one of the better sound bites of the 2016 tournament after they beat Baylor. And who is it? The kid named Torian Prince for Baylor,
right.
Basically defined what a rebound was when
yes.
One of the reporters asked him how it was possible that Yale out-rebounded Baylor. He basically broke it down and said, you know, when the ball goes up, you go up with both of your hands, try to get a rebound, you secure it, and if you do, that's a rebound, and they got more than we did. You have to Google that if you haven't seen the kid from Baylor basically eviscerate of reporters that dared to ask him how did Yale out-rebound
Pretty damn good
Baylor.
Answer, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's your 11:40 game, Yale and LSU in the NCAA East region. One a little bit closer, not necessarily geographically, but because we know a guy that's their head coach, the 12-5 game between New Mexico State and Auburn. It is at 12:30, the NCAA Midwest region between 12-seed New Mexico State, coached by former Shocker assistant Chris Jans, and number 5, Auburn. Winner of this game would potentially take on Kansas if they can get by Northeastern. We can talk about them later on or maybe tomorrow. Auburn's 8-0 all-time in the round of 64, the best winning percentage of any team in that round that have played 5 games. So Auburn, statistically, always makes it out of the very first day. They have made 396 three-pointers this season, the most in Division I. So if you want a reason to watch, besides Chris Jans, if you like him, Auburn guns three-pointers like nobody else in the country does. And New Mexico State is 30-4, most wins in school history. They are the best in Division I at bench points with 37 a game, and they have 13 players that average at least 10 minutes per game. This is a fascinating 12-5 for all those reasons I mentioned, in addition to there will be some supreme athletes on the floor, and they're not just on Auburn's team.
No, two hottest teams in the country. Between them, they've won 27 straight games. Auburn's won 8 in a row, no mean feat in the SEC. New Mexico State has won 19 in a row. I don't know how much you put into depth. People love to talk about depth, and maybe it means more on the second day of playing in 3 days. I don't think it means as much in the NCAA tournament.
No,
but
not on the first day for sure.
I don't think so. But if you do believe in it, Chris Jans has maybe the deepest team in the entire NCAA tournament. What does he have, 8 guys that score average and double figures that play a lot of minutes? So, I mean, he's going to stay fresh for 40 minutes. He's going to roll out guys that can play. These two were in the same region a year ago, one game away from playing each other, didn't work out that way. Auburn lost to, who was it they were playing? Clemson. I can't remember, but it doesn't make any. They were close to Charleston and Clemson, I think, were both involved. But anyway, they saw each other, but didn't play each other. Now here they are matched up against each other. Shane, this is in my upset possibilities rung, so it's better than no chance, better than a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
But Auburn might be the team to pick from beyond the four range. You know, they might be the best five. If you're looking for a Final Four team, they might be the best five to pick, don't you think?
I do think. I like them. Not mm-hmm. sure how much. I have picked them to make it to the Sweet 16. I got them beating Kansas. So I'm bullish on Auburn. They are a 6-point favorite against New Mexico State. Again, that's a 12:30 Central Time tip in that 12-5. But I think both of us, even though we like New Mexico State, this not a great draw for them. They've
No, it's not. There are other teams they could be playing here that might be better
suited. The problem with New Mexico State, though, they win 30 damn games, but the best thing they can do is get on the 12 line. They're pretty much on the 12 line. Yeah. I think they were 12 last year, and they're into perpetuity.
There's some hope there, though, Shane. I mean, the WAC is better. Dan Marley's done a pretty good job at Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. They've raised their profile a little bit. New Mexico State, obviously, has been there for a while. They've got a couple of teams now. I mean, you still are anchored by, weighed down by Chicago State. Utah Valley has improved. They've got teams that are making improvement. It's more incremental than it is in jumps, but that league's better than it's been. Bakersfield was really good a couple of years ago. They haven't been able to sustain it. But that's the only way you're going to get better. The league's got to get better. Yeah. New Mexico State's done its part.
Yep.
But the league has got to get better.
What's on Tap is brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. The Thursday lunch special is crispy chicken strips basket served with fries for just $5.95 today. We're going over some of the games that you can hear right here on KFH, and you'll hear at least a portion of all these ones that we're talking about. And, of course, KU and Northeastern on air at 1:30 with their tip at 3 o'clock right here on KFH. And you can hear that game right here, of course, starting at 1:30. We'll get to that one here in just a second. We've got a couple more to get to. And we'll take your calls at 869-1240 if you got games that you got your eye on. Are you going to skip work? Are you going to take a long lunch? Have you already called in sick? You don't have to out yourself on the radio, or you can use a fake name, I guess, if you want to. But we know a lot of productivity is not being done at work today. And I can promise you after this, that's what I'm doing.
I'm locked in the rest of the day.
Because you know what? This is prep for tomorrow.
Bingo.
We get away with it. You may not. We do. NCAA West Regional, 1 o'clock, Vermont and Florida State. Seminoles advanced to the third Elite Eight in its program's history in 2018, looking to build on a little momentum, kind of like Texas Tech, I suppose, in that way.
Yeah.
Last time the Noles advanced past the first weekend in consecutive NCAA tournaments was 92-93. This is not just a football school anymore. Leonard Hamilton's got it going on at Florida State. And they are a 4 seed. They are a 8.5 point favorite. 8.5 point favorite over Vermont. Florida State has won 14 of its last 16. The two losses, North Carolina and Duke.
Yeah. You know, they don't, they're not great from three. But they will, with their length and athleticism, they speed you up. They force you to turn the ball over, and then they score in bunches. This is a streaky team. This would normally be, and I'll guarantee you people have taken a look at this because Vermont, they've been good for a while, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vermont's hung around, and we hear about them a lot, and they play good people during the course of the season. I just don't like this matchup for Vermont. I'd like to find a 13 that I have some faith in, But this one falls into my long shots category. Not a no chance, but a long shots category. Florida State's playing really, really well. And I think that they're better than maybe we give them credit for. Now, the committee gave them credit. They're a four seed. Yeah. So, and that's in Hartford. Maybe Vermont travels a little closer there, but I think Florida State's got more than Vermont can handle.
USA Today has ranked in a poll the most popular mascots in the Field of 68, and you might be surprised who the number one is. They play Michigan State. Spoiler alert, we'll talk about that game, and then eventually get to Northeastern and Kansas. Long shot, slam dunk, coin flip, or somewhere in between. We'll break down some more games when Bruce and I return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.